too late. He glanced upward. One was already dropping silently down. He heard at least one other scrambling up from where he had waited, concealed beneath the walkway. Thugs, robbers, predators, lurking in hopes of preying upon the weak. But Bois, too, was a predator himself, in the prime of his years, with an extensive knowledge of hand-to-hand combat and a blaster in his pocket. He dove out of the way, not quite in time to avoid his legs being struck, but swiftly enough to land and leap back to his feet. Yes, there were two of them. One of them wore street clothes, the other wore long brown and tan robes, and there was a snap hiss, and a green lightsaber sprang to life. Boitu stared, stunned. "What have you done with Admiral Boitu?" They'd snapped, both of them. Two Jedi, convinced he was a doppelganger of the real Boitu. There was no time for talk, not against insane Jedi Knights. He drew his blaster and fired repeatedly, while simultaneously reaching for an emergency signal in his vest pocket and diving for the railing. Much more agile than humans, a Bothan as fit as Boitu was able to safely drop down to another walkway and maneuver himself onto it. So too, it would seem, could Jedi. The Jedi with the lightsaber batted back the blaster bolts like it was a sport. The other one sprang after Neck as he dove off the side. Boitu reached out and caught the railing of the second walkway with one powerful hand, firing wildly with the other. His sharp ears heard a cry of pain and a thump above him as, grunting with the effort, he hauled himself up onto the walkway with one hand, then threw his other arm, still clutching the blaster, over the railing, hooking his elbow firmly. He heaved and tumbled over the rail to safety. He heard noises behind him, the thump of landing feet and the whizzing, unique sound of a lightsaber. Guided by pure instinct, Boitu sprang and rolled to the right. He could feel the heat and hear the sizzle of the durasteel as it melted and kicked up hard. The Jedi sprang away, snarling, but Boitu's booted foot caught him behind the knee, and he dropped, the knee buckling. The Bothan Admiral lifted the hand with his blaster. An instant later, he found himself staring at what was left of his arm, a cauterized stump. The Jedi brought the blade around for another blow. Boitu twisted violently, striking out with his remaining arm to deflect the strike. That he was able to do so shocked him. The still-lit lightsaber skittered along the walkway, the Jedi diving after it. Boitu was on him in a second, getting him in a chokehold with his remaining good arm and sinking his teeth into the human shoulder. The man cried out, grasped the lightsaber, and struck back at Boitu over his own shoulders as if he were performing some dark act of self-flagellation. White-hot pain sizzled along Boitu's back, and he roared in agony. He released the human's throat, going for the lightsaber arm instead, pinning it down and slamming it against the hard durasteel. The man let go, but Neck had no time to savor the victory. A fierce punch landed against the side of his head, and the world went white for a moment. He was dimly aware of his assailant scrambling out from under him and the glow of the lightsaber. Time stretched out like a thin, perfect line of ultimate clarity to Boitu. And in that moment, he knew two things with utter certainty. He had stared death in the face before now, and knew that if he did not act quickly and correctly, death would win this fight. He also knew that the men who had attacked him were not Jedi. He should never have been able to hold his own for 3 minutes against them if they had been. Which begged the question, who were they and who sent them? But there was no time for that now. Boitu reached out with his good hand, grasped his own severed arm, wrapped his living index finger around the dead one, turned and fired the blaster point blank into the fake Jedi's face. Neck had only an instant satisfaction of staring up into a face of blackened bone and melted flesh before the corpse fell atop him. The excruciating pain of the lightsaber, still lit in the death grip of the human, seared across his belly. Neck Boitu spasmed, trying to thrust off the corpse, and knew no more.